the Ingham County Register of Deeds. This is his post on his Facebook page yesterday, going to the Tony Connolly Morning Show tomorrow morning, which is this morning, to discuss a Republican commissioner's attempt to combine mine with the county clerk's office. This attempt is just an election year gimmick by a commissioner who is upset that he was drawn out of his commission district and needs attention to run for a new position. I have faith that the county commission and the people of Ingham County appreciate the hard work that my office has done to protect people's homes over the last 4 years. And we want that work to continue. Pretty strong post, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
When I called you yesterday, you hadn't heard, and I wanted to know what you thought about Vince Dragonetti suggesting that the county could save $100,000 by merging your office with the clerk's office. What do you think about that?
I apologize for not listening yesterday, actually. I usually do, but I was in Peoria, Illinois. There's an invitation from their legislature to actually testify as a expert on MERS and the illegal foreclosures that have gone on. I was surprised because Vince has never called me to ask me about any of this. I called him twice yesterday to try to understand what his arguments are, and he never returned my call. So I can only believe this is a political gimmick. I don't believe it's real. The reality is the county board did a study of this a decade ago and determined that the cost savings are much lower than what Commissioner Dragonetti is actually proposing. It's actually in the low tens of thousands of dollars, not $100,000. So he knows that. He knows that there isn't support on the board to do this. And really, it's just a way of getting on the radio and making some attention for himself. And that's fine. It's an election year. Those things happen. But I just want people to know that we're still going to be having a Register of Deeds office in Ingham County, and we're still going to keep doing the work that we're doing.
We had Eric Schertzing on, the Ingham County Treasurer, just moments before you came on, and he didn't think it was a good idea. He believes that the citizens of Ingham County would lose something if the offices were merged.
Well, I think it's absolutely true. I mean, in many ways, you get what you pay for. We've been very effective in reducing the cost of this office. We've taken the largest general fund hit of any department because we've worked with the commission to actually find ways to save money and use other funds that actually save general fund taxpayers money in the process. So we've actually been very creative. But the reality is if people want somebody who's going to be focused on the issues we've been focused on, there are only so many hours in the day. And the clerk's office takes a lot of hours as well if it's done properly. So if you combine, we're just not going to have the time to do those things. And if you go and look at the counties that have clerks and registers, I'm not saying they're not good people when they're combined, but they're just so many hours in the day, and they don't have time to do the things that we're doing. And I also took issue with Commissioner Dragonetti's point that our deputies do all the work. That's just not true. I have a wonderful deputy who does a lot of work in the office, but we both have special skills that we bring to the table. And I don't think that when you have somebody who's appointed doing these jobs, they necessarily have as much skin in the game when it comes to the public. The reality is that I have to think every day about what the public would want. People are always amazed that I answer my own phone in the Register of Deeds office. And the reason I do that is because they pay my salary. And I have a deep respect for the fact that they're my boss in many ways. So I think that an elected official brings a different vision to an office. I think we've shown that our vision's pretty good here in Ingham County.
Eric Schertzing and I also talked about how Ingham County forfeitures are down 9%.
That's good. I mean, it's good news that we're moving in that direction. Eric's done a lot of work to try to keep those forfeitures low, try to work with people to keep them in their homes, whereas a lot of counties in other parts of the state are actually pushing more forfeitures in these tight budget times. Eric, on the other hand, is actually working at trying to keep people in their homes, and I think Eric deserves a lot of credit for that.
But you still think there are a lot of scam artists out there, companies that are trying to get people's homes.
Absolutely. That's, you know, we deal all the time with scam artists. I have a constituent that was in my office yesterday who is looking at a case where for $2,500, somebody transferred their home to somebody else, even though the property was worth three times that, and has admitted on the record that the deed was fraudulent. So we're looking at criminal case there. I'm dealing with the FBI in, I'm sorry, the FBI, the Florida State Police actually on a deal where they've bilked investors and told them that they're looking at a condo complex here, and the reality is they're not. I mean, there are all kinds of scams that are going on. Unfortunately, people's property records are easy to forge. And that's one of the reasons why we ask people to go online to our website and sign up for our property fraud alert system, which will give them real-time reports on any documents ever filed in their name in this county. If they know about it, don't worry about it. But if they don't know about it, call us immediately, because the most important thing you can do to stop fraud is have information.
Curtis Hertel, Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.